We step up for every alarm. We stand up to protect our communities. We are New York State's Volunteer Fire Service. As new problems challenge us, there will always be a need for people who answer the call, who respond wherever and whenever help is needed. We teach, we train, we serve together. Is there a fire in you? Become a volunteer firefighter at fireinyou.org.
Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzenfeld here, Sunday morning. New York, well, we're trying to open it up. The state of the real estate market. With us this morning is a good friend, Michael Stoller. Michael is an expert in the tri-state area on real estate. He has a television show called The Stoller Report and Building New York. It talks about all the real estate industry. Good morning, Michael Stoller. How are you?
I'm good, John. Thanks for having me on today. I'm good, but the real estate market is hurting a little bit, John. I think a good example is if you've seen the Friday Morning Post, which has a two-page expose on the three hotels that have become homeless shelters and places for people who are drug addicts and other people. Take into consideration what effect this is having right now on the retailers. The restaurants have recently reopened. They're opening up, and they have outdoor dining. So at the outdoor dining, which has a lot of dining on the Upper West Side between 75th Street and 85th Street, right now the diners are greeted to the homeless. So they're having an effect, and it's reducing their sales, and the city is trying to rebound, and this is one of the problems. So let me take another consideration into point of view. Two blocks away from these hotels, brand new condominiums, luxury condominiums were built for the community people and the business people who want to live on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Right now, these apartment houses are also having the homeless because they're two blocks away. Where do you expect them to stay? So what's happening over there is that these people who've spent enormous amount of monies, because this is not low-price housing, are now being affected with the number of people going in over there. Another situation, I spoke to a landlord, somebody who you know, John, who owns a number of properties on the Upper West Side. People want to look for different alternatives. Right now, people who are living in apartments are moving to their homes. They're moving to the suburbs. Right now, a lot of people are going to Westchester or New Jersey. A number of people have decided, I'd rather take the train in from New Jersey or the Port Authority bus than to be in New York City. I'm not trying to be that negative on the city, but I'm saying unless the city reacts and takes care of the community, we're going to have some difficulties to retain these people to stay here today.
It's a big problem. People have to feel safe. And our politicians, our city council, our politicians have left all the criminals from Rikers Island and dumped them onto the city. And that's why a lot of our citizens don't feel safe. So I would say, Michael, that safety is the number one consideration. And number two, I think the pandemic is going away. Governor Cuomo on Friday announced that the schools are going to be open. I hope it's not politics that we're not opening it up. But New York should start to open up even more than it has. What do you think, Michael?
I think, with the schools opening up this way, people will come back to the city, people who may have gone to their relatives or may have gone to the suburbs. But I think safety is the important concern. I think the safety is the concern of companies who are looking to relocate. I mean, a definite indication of what happened in the city was the recent lease announcement by Facebook of taking 700,000 square feet. The biggest problem that Facebook and other companies on the west side over there and in the Hudson Yards is safety. And I think they need to make sure that they feel comfortable and safe. But companies will return to New York if they feel safe and if the schools open and if the restaurants can be open more and the facilities can be open. I think you need to have all this working together in a combined effort to move forward. I mean, it's interesting. People would be very surprised to know that this summer, a hotel opened up in Rockaway, following the John Katzenfeld approach, of the water in the Hamptons is the same water in the Rockaways and the same water in Coney Island. So the company made the decision to open up a place called the Rockaway Hotel, a 51-room hotel, and they are booked, John, the entire summer. There's not one day they're not booked until Labor Day. So people are making the commitment to come back. There are people signing leases in the boroughs right now. Some small restaurateurs are saying, look, people need to eat in Long Island City. People need to eat in Astoria, in Roseland. Okay, they need these places, but everything is predicated on the safety of the community. People in New York City will rebound, and people will take care of it if we have good government.
Michael Stoller, I agree with you 110%. Would you join with me in saying, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Governor, city council members, and upstate senators and assemblymen, put those crooks back in jail and let our citizens be safe?
I agree with you 100%, and I'll follow your lead and with everybody else. And we know New York will rebound eventually, and hopefully shortly.
New York is the greatest city in the world, and we're going to make it the greatest city in the world again, in spite of some bad leadership. And thank you, Michael Stoller, for what you do for the real estate industry, what you do for all of New York. And we'll catch up again real soon. And I'm going to be tuning in to the Stoller Report. Would you like to tell people when the Stoller Report is on?
It's on 8 times a week on CUNY TV. And Building New York is on 8 times a week, numerous times. So just check the schedule of CUNY TV. Thanks for having me again, John.
Thank you. That's the Stoller Report. This is John Katzimatidis, and we'll be right back.